When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Quick word here for Danish Inspirations Modern Contemporary Furniture. Get over there, see the great Dane, Jan Christensen. If you like modern contemporary furniture, it is the best. My house is full of it. And trust me, I watch a lot of soccer games on my Danish Inspirations contemporary furniture couch. All right, it's danishinspirations.com. All right, our next guest, just brought up to the U.S. Women's National Team, who will be playing on Thursday in Austin, Texas, against Iceland. She grew up in the Houston area, Spring, Texas, played for the Challenge Soccer Club, which we all know for the history of producing a lot of great female players, not only for the college game, but the professional game. She is Alyssa Mallinson, and she joins us now. Alyssa, thank you very much for coming on the show.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Yeah, well, first of all, I'm excited for the call-up. You have been with the youth national team on occasions. What symbolically and what does this mean to you?
This means so much to me. I mean, growing up, this was my dream. I'm sure this is any kid's dream to be called up to the senior national team. And just making it a reality is a dream come true. When I was starting soccer, I never thought this would happen to me, but here I am. I'm just going to try to embrace it and just learn from all these girls.
Yeah. So what's it like going into this camp? I mean, you're going in with a lot of the gold medalists. You're part of a smaller group that are being integrated into this group. How do you keep your level of confidence up? Obviously, you're a professional player with Bay FC, but, you know, it is another unique situation to walk into.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it is kind of different. I mean, there's only a handful of us that have been called up for like the first time. So it's definitely new, but I'm just going to try to, again, embrace it. And I played with a couple of the players before. So I'm just trying to just learn from them and just grow and just try to do as much as I can to help them during this 10 days.
So Emma Hayes, obviously, identifies you. I mean, I'm assuming that came from performance in the NWSL with Bay, right?
Yeah. I mean, I would assume.
Yeah. How's your season going along with Bay? I mean, you guys are in eighth place right now. You're still in a fight for a playoff spot. Maybe take us a little bit into the season and where the NWSL is at in your mind.
Yeah. I mean, deciding to go to Bay was a huge opportunity for me, and I'm glad I took it. Obviously with any expansion team, it's going to be hard, in the beginning, but I think we've kind of worked through it, especially with our, summer break. We really tuned in, stayed focused, and really have, looked forward to trying to make playoffs. I think we have a good chance in making it. I hope we can pull it out in our last game in Houston. So yeah, that's going to be exciting being home for that too. So yeah, I'm excited for our team.
Alyssa Mallinson joining us. And yeah, I was about to say you're doing the Texas tour here, but
that is a huge
game for you against the Dash November 2nd at Shell Energy Stadium. And I'm sure you'll have a lot of family members at that game as well.
Oh yeah. I think my mom said 35 people are coming. So
yeah, that's awesome. I want to take you back to growing up in our Houston soccer community, which, you know, I've been a part of since coming here in 84 to play on a professional team. Back in the dark ages, I don't think you were around at that point, but you know, there is a pride in the Houston soccer community, isn't there? On the yeah. women's side, the men's side, the amount of players that go to colleges and universities around the country, the amount of players that go to the pro game, and in your case, to the national team.
Yeah.
Do you sense mm-hmm. that? Do you feel that down here when
Houston?
You were growing up?
Oh, of course. Yeah. I mean, I think just Texas in general has just a huge youth soccer scene. And just growing up in Houston, being able to make all those trips, play all those games, they really helped me to make it to the college, my college career. And then after that, being professional. And I definitely owe it all to Challenge, and especially Pat, who really took a chance on me.
Yeah, that's Pat O'Toole. And of course, the ambition and the desire to go next level came pretty quickly at a club like Challenge, right?
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm.
You went to Auburn. How come Texas or Texas A&M didn't snap you up here being a local?
I went to some visits at Texas schools, but whenever I went to Auburn, I just fell in love, and my mom hated it. She hated that I was going out of state, but she grew to love Auburn like me. So I'm really happy I chose Auburn compared to going to a Texas school. I think it really helped me. So
is that a part of it? Maybe getting away from Texas and getting away from everybody and going to a more unique and maybe a new environment where you're not close to family and friends.
Yeah.
Is that important?
I mean, I think so. I mean, you definitely don't rely on your family as much, and you kind of have to grow up pretty quick. I think that has some part of it, but also I think going to a school closer like really doesn't have effect either. So
Alyssa Mallinson's joining us here. She's been brought up to the U.S. Women's National Team by Emma Hayes, plays for Bay FC, currently in eighth place. By the way, you can catch her play in Houston November 2nd because that will be a big game for Bay against the Houston Dash in their attempt to make the playoffs in the NWSL. You're 25 years old. When you went to Auburn, you elected to take that fifth year due to the pandemic. And, you know, take us into that a little bit, because we do see a lot of fifth year players now.
Yeah, I really think I wasn't ready whenever I first got drafted into the league. And that year was very weird. That draft was very weird. But I definitely don't think I was ready. And I wanted to keep growing under Karen and try to make my mark at Auburn again, too. And I really think that helped me before going into my rookie season at Seattle. I definitely wanted to stay for my fifth year and just be around my girls more. And especially with the COVID year, it really it was just bad for everyone. And just going and staying with Auburn really helped.
Alyssa, obviously we mentioned that you have been a part of youth national teams before. Did you ever think the full national team call was not going to come, or did you still believe? How does that work? Because it is a big mental game, and you are coming in at 25. That's not a slight, because many a player have come in late to national teams and produced for them, but I'm just curious how it worked with you.
Yeah, I've always wanted and waited for that call. I just wanted to stay patient and stay focused and get more minutes under my belt. This year really has been crucial for me. I feel like I've played a lot more minutes than my previous 2 years in the league. So I think that definitely helps. It's crazy. I'm still in shock that I'm here, but I'm truly grateful and honored.
So what have the training sessions been like, the intensity of it? Maybe take us into that. How much of it is tactical in a short amount of time? It is kind of a gold medal celebration tour, yet I get the sense Emma Hayes is a no-nonsense coach.
Yeah, but she's also she likes to have fun. We actually haven't had our first training session yet. We have it today. So everyone flew in yesterday. But I think she's going to keep it pretty light, obviously, with us being in season and us having three games during this break. It's going to be pretty taxing and pretty hard. So I think she's going to definitely make it fun and relaxing and just make us all tuned in to what she wants.
Are you kind of chomping at the bit to get that first session underway and get going? I would imagine, instead of being in a hotel room.
Yeah, I'm really nervous too, but I'm excited.
I think you're going to be, you're there on merit. Don't worry. Yeah. You should be confident with the career you've had. By the way, I want to remind our listeners, Alyssa was an SEC Defender of the Year and an All-American, which pretty incredible. Played 5 years at Auburn, also played at OL Reign. And then you had a stint in Denmark. Tell me about your time in Denmark and what that did for your career. I like some of these choices you've made. You kind of, you know, you went to Auburn, you got out of the comfort zone of Texas, and then you went over to Denmark.
Yeah. Going to Denmark was an amazing decision for me. My first rookie year, I ended up getting hurt in preseason. So that kind of made my confidence go pretty low. And I ended up talking with my coach and we decided to go out on loan for the rest of that year to Denmark. And it was an amazing experience. I really recommend any professional athlete to do that. I was only there for 4 months. So it was definitely a huge change, but one of my teammates at Reign also went with me. So that definitely helped. And also helps that everyone in Denmark speaks English. So that helped a lot. But yeah, it was amazing and a really great experience. And it made my confidence go up.
How about maybe taking us into the differences of professional football in Denmark on the women's side to the NWSL?
Yeah, I think it's definitely getting more similar. When I first got to Denmark, it was very different. I had a lot of high school students with me. So that was definitely a huge change. But obviously now in the league, it's getting similar to that. We have a lot of young players coming into the league. So I just would say the level is a bit different, but not really different compared to the NWSL. Like, it's still challenging and hard and takes a lot.
I often hear people when they go to Europe say, well, it's a little more tactical over there. Athletically, maybe it's not the same. Is that fair or is that?
Yeah, that's pretty fair. I think that probably because we have a lot of younger players over there.
Yeah. We're talking to Alyssa Mollinson, and we really appreciate her coming on. She's from the Houston area, played for Challenge Youth Soccer Club growing up. She's with the full U.S. Women's National Team ahead of their gold medal celebration tour. They will play on Thursday against Iceland. And also, by the way, you can catch Alyssa here in Houston November 2nd. They'll take on the Houston Dash, her club, Bay FC, who currently are sitting eighth in the table and looking to get into the playoffs. If you had to describe yourself as a defender, tell us what type of defender you are.
I would say I'm pretty gritty. I like to get into it. I'm really attack minded. I like to go forward and be into the attack. I will go into a battle if I need to. So, yeah.
Well, Alyssa, listen, we thank you very much for coming on. I thought it was important to bring you on because you're another great symbol of the success of you soccer players, both female and male, that have come out of Houston to go on to do great things and be pros and go on to be coaches. You're still in the midst of a very young professional career. You got a lot of great years ahead of you. So I thought it was important to get you on tonight. And I really thank you for coming on and taking the time and best of luck this week with the U.S. Women's National Team.
No, thank you. I was happy to be on the show. Thank you.
Yeah, it was fun. All right. That's Alyssa Mollinson. And that'll do it for tonight here on Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5. Big thank you to her for joining us. From Austin, Texas, again, ahead of the U.S. Women's National Team on Thursday against Iceland. I mean, that's not a bad drive. You can get up there and watch the best of the best. Big thank you to John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com, 713-CALL-NOW, our presenting sponsors. You can get the podcast of this show, Spotify, Apple, Google, and right here at ESPN975.com. Don't forget, I will have the call of the Houston Dynamo Seattle on Monday on the Dynamo website. So that will be streamed there. So if you want to catch that call, catch it. And until Thursday night, I'm Glenn Davis. Remember, soccer matters.